Hello, folks, and welcome once again to an episode of Under Western Stars. I'm your host, Tony Norris, and the show comes to you from the old family ranch out here north of Flagstaff, Arizona, where the wind blows free. Our guest today is a singer of cowboy songs, teller of tales. He's an author, and it's with great pleasure that I invite Wally Bornman to the show.
Hello, Tony. So glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, we've been trading songs and stories for a number of years, and I've been looking forward to an opportunity to share your stuff with my listeners. I love the fact that you have a wonderful cowboy campfire program that you've done for years, and I'm wondering how it has survived the COVID.
Well, it didn't survive all that well, to be perfectly honest with you. In January of 2020, in middle of 2020, there, I got notice that the resorts were shutting down on me, and that wasn't going to happen anymore. And that's where I did most of my performing. And so it was about a year. But on the other hand, a couple of them came back, and I've been doing those on a regular basis ever since. And it's been a blessing to get back out there in front of real people and do what I do.
You bet. Not to disparage our listeners, they're real people too, but there's a difference between the faces that you see and sing for. I've always loved this tune that you do called The Red River Valley. Let's listen to that, Wally.
All right.
From this valley, they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened our path. Way a while. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true. I've been thinking a long time, my darling, of those sweet words you never would say. Now my fond hopes and dreams have all vanished, for they say you are going away. Come and sit by my side if you love me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu, but remember the Red River Valley and the cowboy who loves you so true. And this cowboy who loves you so true.
Wally, you have a unique ability to deliver humorous songs, And I know you've got a lot of them in your repertoire. And one of the songs that I've not heard many places is Fishing for Chickens. Where'd that come from?
Well, the song, I first heard it from a fellow by the name of Joe Bethencourt, who unfortunately is no longer with us. But it was actually written by a fellow who's known as the official hobo for the state of Alaska. Jim Varnos is his name, and I fell in love with it. It's been a very, very popular song ever since that I've performed for audiences all over the place.
Fishing for Chickens.
Well, my grandpa gave me his old fishing pole, but we didn't have no fishing hole. It didn't matter, it didn't bother either of us. We'd sit out on that old front porch with a rusty can of kernel corn. We'd bait our hooks and cast out into the dust. Fishing for chickens, trying to catch a big one. White ones, yellow ones, red ones, black ones, don't matter just as long as we get one and mama finds out. Gonna get another licking, 'cause mama don't like nobody fishing for chickens. Well, I remember the time I got in on a feeding frenzy in a flock of hens. I was reeling one in, just mama come screaming through that door. Said, cut it loose, son, before you kill it. I said, she swallowed the hook, ma, grease up the skillet. Just about then I knew I was in trouble for sure. Fishing for chickens, trying to catch a big one. White ones, yellow ones, red ones, black ones, don't matter just as long as we get one, mom finds out. Gonna get another licking, 'cause mama don't like nobody fishing for chickens. Even though it wasn't right, me and Grandpa side by side, out in the early morning light, trying to get a rooster to bite. Well, I was sitting on the top step dreaming a bit, when from out of nowhere that leghorn hit. Grandpa yelled, that's biggest, one of them all. Now if you land him, son, well, sure enough, we'll take the town, we'll have him stuffed, put him on a plaque and mount him on the wall. Fishing for chickens, trying to catch a big one. White ones, yellow ones, red ones, black ones, don't matter just long to get one, and mama finds out. Gonna get another licking, 'cause mama don't like nobody fishing for chickens. No, mama don't like nobody. Mama don't like nobody. Mama don't like nobody fishing for chickens.
Wally, it would be hard to name a better known cowboy song than Home on the Range. I love how you sing it.
Well, Home on the Range is a song that I think most everybody sitting around a campfire at one point in time or another has likely sang along to. And so it's one that you almost have to do anytime you got a campfire.
Okay, let's listen to Home on the Range, a la Wally Borman.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often
often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light of the flickering stars. Have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of yours? Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. How often at night, when the heavens are bright with the light of the flickering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of yours? Discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Well, the red man was pressed from this part of the west. It's not likely he'll ever return to the banks of Red River, where seldom, if ever, his flickering campfires will glow. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Wally, there's a song, Navajo Rug, by Ian Tyson, that I know is important to you and figures into where a lot of your energy has gone over the last couple of years. Tell me about your introduction to Navajo Rug.
Well, you're right. Navajo Rug has really played a big part in my life, and I have it all to, it comes from you, Tony. I heard you sing this one night at a campfire at Young's Farm outside of Dewey, Arizona. The night was pitch black, the stars up overhead, and had a big old campfire going. And you sat there and you sang this song that I'd never heard before, a song called Navajo Rug. And in the midst of that song, there was this part where this gal named Katie grabbed this Navajo rug and come running out through this fire with it. And it touched me. In the end, the image of Katie running out of that burning building with that Navajo rug just touched me so that I thought, I wish I had somebody in my life like that. And so anyways, the image of it just stuck with me, and it's turned out to be a very, very popular song that I've sung over the years, sort of become my anthem. And anyways, it got to the point where I just had to write about it, and I ended up writing a story about what happened to Katie and that Navajo rug after everything else in the song had happened.
Let's listen to your recording of Navajo Rug.
Well, it's two eggs up on whiskey toast, home fries on the side. Wash it all down with Roadhouse coffee, burns up your insides. Just a Canyon, Colorado diner and a waitress I did love. I sat in the back beneath an old stuffed bear and a worn out Navajo rug. Now Jack the boss, well, he left at six, Katie barred the door. She'd pull down that Navajo rug and spread it across the floor. Hey, I saw lightning cross that sacred mountain, heard the moaning turtle doves. And I was lying next to Katie on that old Navajo rug. Hi, 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 Katie. Shades of red and never became of the Navajo rug and you. Well, I saw old Jack about a year ago, said the place burned to the ground. And all I saved was this old bear tooth and Katie, why she left town. Paw, but Katie, she got her a souvenir too, Jack spat a tobacco plug. You oughta seen her coming through the smoke, dragging that old Navajo rug. Hi, 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 Katie. Shades of red and blue. Hi, 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 Katie. Never became on the Navajo rug and you. Whenever I cross that sacred mountain and lightning breaks above, it always takes me back in time to my long lost Katie love. Oh, but everybody keeps on pushing, everybody's on the go. You don't find things that last anymore like a double wolf Navajo. Hi, 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 Katie. Shades of red and blue. Hi, 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 Katie. Never became on the Navajo rug and
what a nice job, Wally. Katie has become sort of an obsession with you, a muse, someone that you pursue through your dreams and imaginations. How has this worked out with your writing about Katie?
Katie is the person that whenever I introduce this song, I always tell the audience that I'm still looking for Katie. That's how much she means to me in my imagination. She's been around with me for, I started writing about her some 3.5 years ago. And I just tried to envision what might have come of her after that song. And it was an on-again, off-again experience for me for over 3.5 years. I'd never taken on a project such as that. But in the end, I now know what happened to Katie. And so from that standpoint, I'm satisfied.
Well, Wally, open up your manuscript there and read us a little bit, if you would, please.
I'd be happy to, Tony. Thank you. Tony's reading on his patio when I pull in. T-shirt, blue jeans complete with suspenders, a straw hat and sandals, the outer trappings of a well-fed man with a round face, smiling eyes, and a beard that doubles for Santa's at Christmas time. He doesn't seem to notice me until I turn off the engine and climb out of my truck. He dog-ears the page of his book and looks at me over the glasses resting on the end of his nose. "How was your trip?" he asks. I tell him about the accident, but keep the gal I met at the rest stop to myself. He chuckles. "Yeah, I heard about that on the radio. Seems getting anywhere fast can end up slowing everything down at times, doesn't it?" With those few words, I know why I'm back at his place and that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. "Well, you hungry?" he asked. "Yeah, I didn't grab anything. I just wanted to get up here. I've likely got something around here, but it might work best if we go see old Hector and let him cook us up something," Tony said. "Is that old reprobate still trying to figure out how to cook? I'd like to see how he's progressed," I laughed. "I'm pretty sure you won't be surprised," Tony says. "Seems it doesn't matter what he's cooking, it comes out tasting like he's still learning." I shake my head and chuckle. "Let me get my guitar inside, take a pee, and let's go pay old Hector a visit." A couple hours later, we're back at Tony's watching the sky in the east change colors and darken as the sun sets. The monsoons haven't shown up yet, though these late afternoon clouds are sure signs there's moisture around. Still, likely no rain tonight. I like the rain, especially in the summer here on the mountainside when the day's been almost too warm. Those big black clouds show up with the lightning and thunder, and then the rain that cools everything and cleanses the air. But I don't need the rain this evening. Just sitting here, looking out across the valley and watching stars begin to show themselves, well, it's enough. Tony settles into his wicker chair with his lighter and pipe for what I like to call his after-dinner mint. I watch the sky darkening and see a star here and there. It's then that I remember another time in another place where I was even more content than I am just now. I remember a cabin in Colorado where I spent some of the best days of my life, and once again, I remember her. "What you thinking about?" "As if I have to ask," Tony says. "You know, Tony, it does me well not to be able to see the stars living down there in Phoenix." "Yeah, you've always been a bit strange that way," he laughs as he takes a puff. The sky grows darker. The stars come out by the hundreds, by the thousands. I remember her and what once was.
Thank you, Wally. Reading from his untitled manuscript about Katie and what happened to her. Well, Wally, I'm excited about the book, looking forward to it getting published and available to readers. I know in this day and time, you can have a download of a book on online and not have to hold the paper in your hands. But if someone wanted to get in touch with you, if they wanted to contact you, how could they go about that?
Well, Tony, the best way to get a hold of me is by email, and my email address is azsongsinger@gmail.com. But I also do have a website. It's Wally Borgman with two N's on the end, .com. And you can get me there. You can also find me all the time on Facebook if you take a look.
Wally, I want to thank you for being my guest on Under Western Stars today. I wish you well in your career as a singing cowboy and a novelist. I hope you'll come back and visit with us again one day.
I'll be happy to come back anytime, especially since you are my inspiration for most all of this.
Thank you, Wally. I'm Tony Norris, your host for Under Western Stars. You can find me at my website at www.tonynorris.com. And I want to acknowledge and thank our sponsors, which include the Historic Museum Club in Flagstaff, Arizona, and the Flagstaff Arts Council. And we have a great staff putting the show together. Matt Sarnowski is always our engineer and does a brilliant job. Greg Hills works with sound and video. Jay Jacoby with web design and video. Gina Byers, director of Sun Sounds, who asked me to produce this program. It's time for me to saddle up old Payne and head down the path for home. If I don't see you in the future, I will see you in the pasture. Thank you.